Good morning, good morning, good, good morning. You are on with Leonette and Monica,
Partners in Shine.
And today is Wednesday,
December 17th, 2014.
That is crazy.
Yes.
The year is about to run out of here.
Yes. Right before our eyes. Can you believe it?
And our goal is
to shine
peace, love, harmony, light, and positivity on each and everyone that we come in contact with.
And that's why they call us Partners in Shine.
And what is so great is every time we say that word shine, we smile so hard at each other.
We sure do, don't we?
it's a word that makes you want to smile.
Always, always. Yes, yes, yes.
So I believe at the end of last week's show, we kind of talked about our event that we were having on Saturday.
And
we
had
such a phenomenal show. We had so many callers call in
and,
you know, give our listeners information about insurance, about
We did.
Mm-hmm. So we just had a small amount of time really to talk about our workshop that we were having, but it went over so well.
As like, it always does.
It was a one-day workshop and
the last one of the year.
Oh my God.
I know.
Woo. The last one of the year.
Mm, can you believe it?
Run until it's done. That's how we roll.
Until
it's done.
That's
so
right.
So we had some really good people come out and hear about some ways to get their 2015 started off right.
That's right. Get your affairs in order.
Exactly.
So you can put money back in your pocket.
Exactly. Because as we close out 2014, what we want to do is we want to see the end before the beginning.
Right.
So as people came through, we really helped them work to set a plan have an idea and understanding of the task that they needed to do to have the best year of their life.
Yes.
In 2015.
That's right.
You know, so things like, and you know, for our listening audience, you hear us talk weekly about just how your credit, if it's low, that you can pay an additional $300 to $400 a week on your bills alone.
At least.
And if you're not having your identity protected, you know, we've read the horror stories to you.
Ooh.
Of people having their blood type changed.
How about that?
On their medical file.
Right.
You know,
right.
We've spoken about having debt and no idea of how to pay it off. Can you imagine graduating from college and having $50,000 worth of debt off the break?
And not even student loans, just debt.
Just debt.
Right. For things, for stuff.
And you're barely making $20,000 to $30,000 a year.
Don't even have a job.
Some people don't even have a job.
Right.
You know. So we were able to really go through on Saturday and just, you know, educate and help people just to see what they needed to do.
Exactly.
So, and also a couple of weeks ago, we kind of talked about the job market.
Right.
So that was another thing, because your finances, you know, you got to have some income. Got to have something coming in.
That's right.
So helping people see that in addition to what they currently do, you know, that they can take control, that they can create a situation where they're building some equity in themselves.
Absolutely.
So what I would like to do, because I always love to hear from our listeners.
Always. We love our listeners.
If anyone would like to talk to us, they can reach us at 410-481-1010 for our crew in the Baltimore area.
Right.
And for our crew across the country and the
across
world.
Across the country.
they can call us at 1-877-704-1010. And if they would like to reach us online.
That's right. They can reach out to www.lmmoney.com. Again, that's www.lmmoney.com. Or you can text the word LMMoney to the number 76626. Again, text the word LMMoney to the number 76626. We'd love to hear from you, listeners. Yes.
So now that we have the we got all the rules and all that stuff
numbers
out the way. Got the numbers out the way.
Contact information.
Exactly. So we get to talk about the fact that this is the last show before
Christmas show. Yes, I know.
So I don't know about you guys, but one of the great things about Christmas time, you know, of course, outside of the gifts under the tree, is that you get to partay.
Yes,
and
it's
I don't know if our listeners have had an opportunity to go to some parties, or if they're going to be going to some parties this week. But Lynn and Monica are actually having a holiday party at our office.
We're having a party.
Or for our office.
A partay. Okay.
Because we know how to have a good time, honey.
Yes, we do.
So we are having our holiday party. It's going to be down by the FedEx Stadium.
That's right.
And I know for some people, you know, that's a little bit of a ways. But you know what?
It's
never
it.
Too far to go to have a good time.
That's right. Especially for good food, good fun.
Good fellowship.
That's right.
So, again, if they would like to come, because we would love to see you guys.
We certainly would. Come on out and partay with Leonette and Monica.
Go to our website.
That's it.
Or text us.
Text us.
But text us holiday party to what?
You've got to text holiday party to lmmoney.com. Actually, you got to actually text lmmoney to the number 76626, and then when you go put your information in, we need you to text holiday party in there so we know you want to come. Now save the date, because it's 2 days away. It's Wednesday, so this is Friday, this coming Friday. Woo! Listeners, yes, December 19th from 8 p.m. to 12 midnight. We're
going
to be down not far, like 5 minutes from the FedEx Stadium. That's where the Redskins play. Not the Ravens, but the Redskins. Okay?
And what's so cool is that you guys may get a chance to hear the karaoke queen. You may get a chance to hear her. She may show
Leonette.
Up. So
that's Leonette, okay?
That, my friend, is worth a drive anywhere.
And it is. It is. Yes. I've heard her. She's great.
So.
Lots of fun.
Well, thank you.
That's what it's all about. With no harm done.
I love it. Lots of fun with no harm done.
That's it.
Honey. So we also have been talking about our scholarship program.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I saw this statistic, actually, that the age group from 18 to 24 is actually the fastest growing age group filing bankruptcy.
That's right.
Can you imagine being 18 filing bankruptcy?
Not at all.
That's
Filing bankruptcy? That's crazy. You're just starting life. But again, because
they just don't know. It's a lack of financial education.
Exactly.
So our foundation, the Youth Financial Literacy Foundation.
Yes.
The mission is to educate youth from ages of 8 to 18 in the matters of personal finance. We do financial literacy programs in schools. We are doing a scholarship. And I am going to give Monica an opportunity to go through that information. I'm going to go to a caller, though.
Okay.
So we are on with Brother Carlos. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, you ladies. How are you today?
We are super fantastic. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm really enjoying the information that you put out on your show.
Great.
I just want to say that down in the Washington, D.C. area, they call the Redskins now the Deadskins.
Oh! Is that right?
Wait a minute. Brother Carlos, did you call to talk some smack?
I'm a Ravens fan.
Of course you are.
So is my husband.
I don't want to be presumptuous because, if you don't mind, I just would like to make a couple quick comments about what you spoke about last week, and I'll get off here.
Sure.
And you were talking about the life insurance and all that stuff, the contracts and reading the policies and making sure that you understand. And, you know, I have a little bit of a background in this. I used to sell the life insurance and stuff like that years ago, but I just want to pass it on that life insurance contracts are completely different, a different animal than your car insurance and your homeowner's insurance, and that you have certain cash values and equities in that policy that build up. And if you overlook that, then sometimes you kind of miss the boat. And on the policy jargon that you have, all the information and the stuff, it's very, very difficult for the average layman to understand. So particularly with your homeowner's policy and your car insurance policies, I always recommend that you go to read the exclusions first. In your exclusions, it will tell you what you're not covered for. And then you can go from there to sort of get an idea of, you know, of the other language in the policy. And because a lot of your agents are not going to, they're into a sell mode, and they're not going to go deep into explaining, you know, all those things. So you read your exclusions first.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final point would be that if you have a problem with your insurance, understanding it or misinformation that you might, contact the State Insurance Department, which in Baltimore is located at the 500 block of St. Paul Place. And you can get that number, you know, in the phone book. They have resources, information officers, and so forth. You're paying for them through your taxes and so forth, and utilize them. Utilize them when you have confusions or problems with your company, your policy, or your agents, as an additional resource to help to enlighten you as to what you have and what you don't have. I thank you for your time, ladies, and you all have a nice holiday.
Thank you, Brother Carlos, and thank you so much for listening and just giving out our other listeners some education. So
absolutely.
Keep listening, okay? Tell all your friends.
Yes. Great information. Thank you, Brother Carlos.
So, again, we have the best listeners.
Yes, we do. I love it.
Educate us.
It's all about education.
Exactly. It's all about education, knowledge, applied knowledge is power.
Application, yes, of knowledge.
So prior to going to Brother Carlos, we started talking about our foundation and our scholarship.
Yeah.
And this scholarship is actually open, I believe, until
January the 5th,
okay,
2015.
So if you could tell our listeners about that, Monica.
Absolutely. And if we have any new listeners out there and our listeners that have been hearing this each and every time, because we are so, so excited. And we ran into some listeners who said they've been sharing this. And so I'm excited, too, because we have people that are actually applying for this. So nobody can lose with this. That's the great, great part. Everybody is a winner.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving away $50,000 in scholarship funds. All right. $50,000. Yes, listeners. Okay. Last February, we gave away $25,000. So it's exciting to me because we've doubled that this year. So listen up. Okay. 24 students will actually receive $1,500. All right. Of the $50,000. And the top three scholarship recipients will receive, respectively, $6,000, $4,000, and $2,000. So we're giving away 28 different scholarships. And what's even more exciting is the top student, that student that receives $6,000, they and their family will receive travel and hotel accommodations to attend our FES 2015 convention. And they're going to be awarded that $6,000 scholarship in front of all of our FES agents in the wonderful, fabulous city of Las Vegas, Nevada.
Woo.
Wow. So a free trip.
Mm-hmm.
The recipient and their family.
Mm-hmm.
That's February 6th, 7th, and 8th. And the fun city, they tell me, of Las Vegas, Nevada.
Well, what's great about that is that it's February, so it'll be very cold here.
Yes.
And you could go to cold Las Vegas.
Cold in Maryland, and you go to the warm.
There it is, in the middle of the desert.
Yes. So if you haven't already put your warm clothes away, you can keep those out.
Exactly. So we are actually going to go to commercial, and when we come back on the other side, we're going to finish that up.
Yes, we'll tell you what to do, how to get that.
You're on with Leonette and Monica.
Partners in Shine.
And you are back with Leonette and Monica, Partners in Shine. And this segment of our show is being brought to you by the Divine Order Network. And what do they do, Monica?
We show you how to put money back in your pocket. Anybody out there need money in their pocket? Let me tell you, you want to contact us at lmmoney.com or text the word LMMoney to the number 76626, and we'll show you how.
What I always think about when you put money back in your pocket is I have this vision of my pockets fat, overflowing with dollars coming out.
That's right. Not the kind of jingles.
Not the kind of jingles. The kind that folds. I
yes,
love that.
Yes, yes.
So for our local listeners, you can actually call us here at the station at 410-481-1010. And for our listeners across the country and across the world, you can call us at 1-877-704-1010. So before we went to break, we were talking about our phenomenal foundation and this amazing scholarship that
Absolutely.
We're going through. So please finish that up.
Yes, just to make sure that our listeners know how to find out about that scholarship. It's very, very important that you know how to do that, of course. So you can go to the website www.yflfoundation.org. Okay, www.yflfoundation.org. And basically, there are 20 questions that you'll need to answer. There's 20 multiple choice questions, and they're questions all on finance. Anybody can apply that's a high school senior or a college freshman. Okay, that's real key. Anybody, it does not matter where you're going to school. It doesn't matter what your major is. Or will be. Anybody can apply. It doesn't matter if you already have a full ride to a scholarship. The lady that won last year, she had a full scholarship to Stanford University, and she still won. At last year's, the big prize was $3,000. So she still was able to take $3,000 on top of her full ride to Stanford University. So we want you to still apply, okay? And then you have to answer one of two essays, less than 500 words, and they give you all the details. Make sure that you go and you follow all of the instructions, because that's very key. If you have any questions or if you did not get the website, you can always go to lmmoney.com and put in your information, your contact information, and then say that you are interested in the scholarship and you want the information for the scholarship fund, and we'll be happy to give you that website. Or you can text the word LMMoney to the number 76626, and we will again give you the information on the scholarship.
Wonderful. All right. Good job. And I just wanted to go into that because, you know, it was alarming to me to hear that 18 to 24 year olds are the fastest growing group that filed bankruptcy.
Certainly.
So if someone had put them through something like this, you know, going and registering and trying to get this a scholarship similar to this, where they had to learn and answer questions about finance.
Right.
Right. So they would have, even if they didn't get the scholarship, you know, they would have still won, as you said, because they would have got the foundational knowledge to not get them in a situation where they had to file bankruptcy.
That's why we say everybody wins.
Exactly.
Because even if you aren't awarded the one of the 28 the monetary scholarships, you are winning because you're learning the information. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to go off to college. And as Leonette and myself and so many others that we know that found ourselves in these financial straits, that, you know, because walking away with a T-shirt and a mug or a keychain or whatever it may be. And, you know, debt. It wasn't $50,000 debt, but it was enough crazy debt without a job.
Exactly.
You know, so because we just didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know. So we're making sure now that our college students, our youth know.
Mm-hmm.
And even know beforehand. You know, I got to put a plug in because we're coming down to also December 19th. We're doing our celebration for our 120 students, the fifth graders, at the Baltimore County Chapel Hill Elementary School.
So shout out to Chapel Hill Elementary
yes.
School.
Woo-hoo, woo-hoo.
I'm very excited they get to get.
Yes, we're having a big pizza party. We're giving $2,000 to all the fifth grade class and all the teachers there, that they've been working very hard to make sure that the students have gone through the money management program. Again, if you have a group of, this program is designed for fifth through ninth graders, our company, we will actually work with you with groups of students and anybody who goes through the program. This is a 6 to 8 week program for fifth through ninth graders. And this teaches those groups on writing checks, on setting goals, how to save money, how to earn money, and how to put it in different pockets, if you will. Mm-hmm. Like you earn money and you put it in a savings. You have some to spend, and you have some that you're saving towards a goal, and some that you're actually giving as well, mm-hmm. giving to your favorite charity or to, you know, your church, whatever it may be. So now we're teaching habits early on. Think mm-hmm. about that. Fifth through ninth grade, you're creating those habits, because it only takes 3 weeks to create great habits.
Exactly.
So we're doing that for 8 weeks, and we're just very excited. We're going to party. We got two parties coming up this Friday. I'm so
very
excited.
Happy.
That's
why Leah and Monica are partners in Shine.
Shine.
Because we just love what we do. It
That's
just makes
it.
Us shine all
yes.
the time.
And we help others shine,
exactly.
too.
So what I do want to say, though,
go to our challenge
yes,
to help others shine.
Is that that event at will be posted on our Facebook page. So
yes,
we're going to have pictures
job.
And all yeah. that. So you guys can see those beaming fifth grade faces and just see how, just what an amazing job they did going through this program.
Absolutely.
Okay? So we are going to take the challenge.
Take the challenge.
So let's talk about the challenge.
The FES Financial Literacy Challenge.
So one of the things that we like to do is just give you a couple of questions to make you ponder the answers in your head. Because sometimes, you know, as we go through the daily hustle and the bustle, it's just some things we don't think about.
That's right.
So what is the first question on the challenge, Monica?
This is we say join the millions of Americans who are taking the challenge. Okay. This is the Financial Literacy Challenge. And we want to see if you listeners pass. The first question is, do you know your current FICO score? FICO score. And these are yes or no questions, mm-hmm. by the way. There's only 10 of them. So we're going to go through. Do you know your current FICO score? Do you even know what a FICO score is? FICO stands for
Fair Isaac Corporations.
There you go.
And there,
CO is the corporation
mm-hmm,
part.
So FICO, exactly.
That's it.
So the FICO is actually what Experian uses. That's what their score is.
And Experian is one of the three major credit
exactly,
bureaus.
Exactly. That same score, however, for Equifax is the Beacon score.
Very good.
And then TransUnion is actually called the Empirica score.
That's good. So if you didn't know that, now you do from Leonette and Monica, Partners in Shine.
There you go. And what's so... What's so amazing is that little three-digit score carries a lot of weight in your life.
In all of our lives.
And what's also kind of bananas to me is the fact that these three companies aren't even United States-based companies. These are all foreign companies. So if anyone has ever written to the bureaus or gotten correspondence from them, you'll notice that it's a P.O. box that it comes from.
That's right.
Because they are, in fact, not United States-based companies. So foreign-owned companies hold all this power over what you can do, achieve, have, go, be.
How much you gonna pay? How much money you keep in your pocket?
What I want to say is, when I found that out, and I don't know about our listeners, that mm-hmm. are in their car driving, they're sitting in at their job, at their desk, that may be sitting on their couch at the house. Mm-hmm. This pissed me off.
Sure.
Because why is it okay for someone clear across the sea that doesn't know me
right.
to have
right.
all this power over what I can do? So I just wanted to drop that on our listeners because
I heard that passion, honey.
I heard that. Was number one. What's your do you know your FICO score?
Do you know your current FICO score?
Mm-hmm.
And current, because it's always changing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And what's so funny is that this score is it's being monitored constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know if our listeners know our these scores with Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, the three major credit bureaus are constantly being monitored by companies, large companies, industries. They are billion-dollar companies because they're selling our information to
exactly.
these companies and mm-hmm. these large industries. Okay, and
that's
how they're making their money. Okay?
Literally, yeah,
paying fines each and every year because they don't update the items that are on our credit reports.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if enough people know. So It is what it is, okay?
That's the whole point of the inquiries on your credit report. So sometimes we'll think that the inquiries are just when we went and applied for something. But people are pulling your information so they can sell to you.
Right.
Or, so it, for instance, if you have car insurance, you know, they use that to rate you.
Explain that, rate you.
When you get insurance, you get a rate that you pay, you know, your monthly rate for your insurance, your coverage. And they will...
Auto insurance, right.
Renter's insurance, homeowner. Mm-hmm. So all those insurances, they...
Life insurance?
Yep. They use it to rate you. And what they'll say is that it goes into the algorithm. It goes into the algorithm to determine. But people who have less than perfect credit pay 143% more on their car insurance.
143%, listeners. You hear that?
So we had a young lady go through the program. In her first 2 months, her score raised so much that she saved $2,000 on her car insurance premium. Can you imagine being able to put additional $2,000 back in your pocket? And that was for the year. So awesome. We're going to have car insurance for as long as we have a car.
That's right.
So that's right. 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 years.
That's right.
That's so awesome. We actually have a couple of people on our line. I want to get our callers in.
Gotcha.
So we are on with Charles. How are you, Charles?
I'm fine. Good morning. I wanted to know what country that was and who gave them that authority.
Oh, that's an excellent question. And I'll actually answer that for you. I'll drop you off air. But thank you, Charles, for calling. So the three different countries, because the bureaus are, I know one of the countries is in Britain, and I would have to get the answer for the other two. But so what happens is when you say the authority, it's a bigger deal of agreement. So it's really no authority.
Mm-hmm.
But they have an agreement with banks and insurance and businesses that they will get this information. They will pull this information from the bureaus. So it's just an agreement between the bureaus and these people that use them. So initially, you know, it was just used when they were created for, you know, for determining the risk factors for giving someone money, for giving them a loan. But it's transitioned in so much because the selling of debt is such big business. And also with there's a law in our country because we recognize that this is something that can be taken advantage of. And we've been taken advantage of. There's something called the Fair Credit Reporting Act. And what that law says is that every consumer has the right to investigate or dispute any account, statement, or item on their credit report, because technically nothing has to be on your credit report. What it says is that once something goes on there, an account can't stay on for more than 7 years, 10 years if it's a bankruptcy. Okay, so we are going to come back and finish up this challenge after the break. And you are with Leonette and Monica, Partners in Shine. Hello, hello, hello. You are back with Leonette and Monica, Partners in Shine. And before we went to break, we were taking a challenge, honey.
That's right.
However, we actually have Jean on the line. So,
welcome.
Jean.
Hi, Leonette and Monica.
Hi.
Welcome.
How are you?
I guess I'm speaking to Leonette and Monica. Remember, I'm the first guy who called your show.
Oh, yes.
When you guys first started. But anyway,
welcome.
Yeah, I'm a former salesman, and I also was a... worked at a bank here in Baltimore for like 20 years. And one of the things, I want to make a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Before you start your show, you make everybody get their calculators out.
Okay.
Because that's a necessary tool.
Yes.
Because when you talk about, you know, you save $2,000 in a year, if they simply divide that, they'll know how much it is per month, per week. You know, and when you start breaking numbers down like that, then you can relate to the savings that you get.
That's an excellent idea.
That's my contribution for today.
Bless your heart.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Happy holiday to you, Gene. Thank you.
And that's what I'm talking about.
Yes. Love it.
Because that's real. For instance, we had, and just from what Gene said,
So I'm breaking it down.
Exactly. Breaking it down every month, every week, because when you start looking at those, the weekly savings, right? And then you break it down to the day. It's like, wow, I'm saving $20 a day. I'm saving $100 a month. I'm saving, you know.
That's right.
When you start to look at that, and then we aren't.
$66 a month.
$166 a month she saved.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start looking at that, because we're not taught to pay ourselves first.
Right.
So those savings can go to something that's going to actually benefit us. So the goal is to make your money have work ethic.
Right.
You want to send your money out, have it work a little bit, bring back some friends.
Bring some back. I love it. Say that again, Leonette. I love it.
You want to have your money have work ethic.
Yes.
I have to give this to my agent, Carlos Carroll, because he is the person that told me about this. He said, Leonette, you always want your money to have work ethic.
You
want that money to go out and work hard and come back with some friends.
With some friends. I love it. Good job, Carlos Carroll. That's a good one.
So
love it.
Some of our goals for 2015 should be for our money to have work ethic.
You hear that, listeners? I'm putting that at the top of my list. I love it. Have our money have work ethic. Go out and bring back some friends. Yes.
It is. So question number two on the challenge.
Yes. If you know your FICO score, do you have a 740 or above so that you can save the most money and have the most control over your financial position? And if you don't know your score, move to question number three. Okay. So that's, again, yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
Question number three. Do you have all of the following? Listen to this now, listeners. All of the following. Your last will, your living trust, your health care power of attorney, and your financial power of attorney. So all of the following, not or, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Your last will. Most people, they're familiar with the last will. So you may have some people out there that have their will.
Yeah.
But not as many as should have their will. It's like, oh, yeah, I know about it. I'm supposed to. I've been meaning to get that will. Been meaning to.
89% of people do not have a will.
That's why I said, been meaning to get that will.
Let me tell you something. My dad died in 2011. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He
yes.
told all of us he had a will. And bless his heart, he may have. We don't know where it is. To this day, we still don't know where it is.
There you go. It's one thing if you have it, but people have to know where it is, too. Hello.
And what we don't want is
Hello?
For our loved ones to have to, while they're dealing with the loss of us, have to deal with going through and resolving our estate.
Yes.
Why is that fair to them?
It's not fair. Who said the world is fair?
Oh, well.
Let's not go with fair.
I'm not going to go with fair. But what I'll say is that your loved ones are worth you having these things in place, aren't they?
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
So
most, because
sure. What we know is that 100% of people are going to die.
That's for sure. Listeners, if you don't agree with anything that we said, you can't agree with that statement. We are not getting out of this life alive.
It's not going
down.
You
can agree with mm-hmm. us, can't you?
Mm-hmm. You can agree with that. So what we know is that that's going to happen.
Exactly.
However, people don't have these important documents in place.
No, they don't. I mean, who's going to know our wishes, right?
Who's going to know? Who's going to know what you want done with your stuff?
Exactly.
Right. So consider your assets.
Mm-hmm.
Consider your banking accounts. Consider your children.
Right.
So what people don't know is that if you have small children under 18, minors, if you don't declare who their guardian is,
right.
They become a ward of the state.
And the government decides
exactly.
what happens to them.
And what I want you guys to consider is that the government, the state can barely get your trash up on time.
Or get the snow off the ground when it's supposed to.
Do you want them responsible for the care and feeding of your child?
Whew.
I think not.
Heck no. No, listeners, no, we don't. We got to take control. We've got to take control, especially of our little ones.
Exactly.
And we have to do it now. I know it's a hard subject to talk about, but we've got to do it now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So
yes.
I'm going to hold that over. It is a couple more things I want to say about this.
Right?
But I do not want Mike to hold for too long.
Okay,
so,
Mike, welcome.
Mike, hello.
Hey, good morning, ladies. How you doing?
Great.
Fantastic.
How are you?
I'm doing great. But look, I wanted to piggyback on something you talked about, and I think you were talking about insurance.
We had a gentleman calling about insurance, and he gave some great information, Brother Carlos.
Oh, okay. Well, I wanted just to add, I didn't catch Brother Carlos, but I just wanted to try to get you to try to emphasize to the family, because I've tried to teach insurance to our community, and the problem is that it's the stigma of if I get term life insurance, and at the end of the term, I have nothing.
Right.
And so I try to teach them that if you use proper money management and you have a strategy and a plan of, number one, trading that 30-year mortgage in for a 15-year mortgage, sacrificing, and then at the end of that 15-year period, if you'd have taken out a 20-year term policy for $500,000 and your mortgage is paid and you have some other investments, guess what? It's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why are you paying $50 to $100 for $30, $40, maybe even just $50,000 of life insurance, whole life, where the insurance company is investing that money? That's why they can afford to pay you that. But if you would have taken it out and say, God forbid, you should die.
Right.
Insurance isn't necessary to bury you. It's an income replacement tool.
Right.
And that's what other communities use that for.
Mm-hmm.
$500,000 term life insurance policy is costing me $115 a month.
Yes.
And that's not for me. That's for my grandkids.
Exactly.
So that they can go to summer camp and basketball camp and King's Dominion and all of that stuff.
That's
and
right.
So with that strategy in mind and a 5-1 mortgage, in 7 years I'm going to retire. But my house and my other homes will be paid for. So that insurance is well worth it. And if we start teaching that young, at a young age, that it's not to bury you, it's income replacement for the little ones that we leave behind.
That's right.
Wonderful. Thank you so much,
yes,
Mike,
right.
Because that you put it down just now.
Yes, you did.
And it's so important. I think that kind of goes back to the planning. We have to see the end and work. Take the steps and the task to get there. So thank you so much for calling in, Mike.
Can I add one other piece?
Of course.
Certainly.
Listen, family, if you just go over your budget, you will find that there's so much waste in it. That $115, look at the return on that. If I would pay $39, $49, $59 for $30,000 worth of insurance, with me with some proper planning, with a little bit of discipline, with me not wasting that money, that $115 a month for $500,000 worth of insurance for those three little grandkids I have, you know, that's well worth it. Not only that, but my wife and my family, and with a 15-year mortgage, and I own multiple mortgages now, but I went through, and I think I said it before to the family, I'll have no debt.
Mm-hmm.
So with that money, and listen, I got to hit y'all with this. Ladies and gentlemen, figure out a way to get multiple streams of income.
Yes.
See, when you
that's right,
live
Mike.
On the 8-ball every month.
That's right.
And you don't have multiple income. I try to teach the people I talk to, you want your children's children, and I'm talking about investment. You want that investment money that you're putting away for it to create children, and it's children's children continue to work and work for you.
That's right.
Let your money work for you.
Work ethic.
That's
let your
right.
money have work ethic.
Yes.
Thank
yes,
you,
Mike. Thank you.
All right, so have a good holiday.
You have a great holiday. Mike, understand we're going to be in touch with you because I feel like you have some things that our audience can really use. So thank you for calling, okay?
And you left your number this time, Mike?
Yeah, I left it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, have a good one.
Thank
you
too.
Thanks.
So it's so important what Mike said.
Absolutely.
On many different levels.
Yes.
Break
it down.
So I am. So insurance definitely is necessary. It's a reason why they make you have it for what they want you to have it for.
That's right.
So we need to use that concept and understand we need to have it for what we want us to have it
right.
for. Like Mike
Take
said,
control.
It's an income replacement or going through and, you know, your the grandchildren being taken care of, the 15-year mortgage, because so much money is paid on interest
right. The
longer the mortgage is. Did you know, actually, that there was a point when the highest mortgage you could take out was only 15 years?
Yeah, of course.
And then they extended it to, mm-hmm. You know, because that earns the bank more money, okay?
Yes.
So we have to consider, who are we making money for? Are we making money for us, or are we making money for them? Okay. Number two. So number three, it is so important to have multiple streams of income. Thank you, Jesus, that he said that, because and I was raised to go to school, get a degree and get a good job. And God bless him.
One good job.
That's because right. It worked for them. It worked for my family. But as we've seen in this economy, that nothing is stable.
That's right.
So when one thing dries up, you still got to have some stream coming in from somewhere
else. Right? Exactly.
It's so important. So
the world has changed.
It has changed. It is a different time.
Yes.
It's a different time.
That's right.
So there is no such thing as putting all your eggs in a basket for someone else to take care of and you being good until you're 70, 80, 90 years old.
Right.
Because as we've seen, the periodicals is, will I ever be able to retire?
Exactly.
All right. So I'm actually going to go to the phone line. And we have Winnie on. I'm sorry. We have Fred on. Fred?
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
God's bringing the right message to the table.
Amen.
Well, thank you very much.
What do you guys sell insurance with North Carolina Mutual?
We actually don't sell insurance. How all this started is that our company provides insurance for our agents as a benefit. So we've actually had people call in that have sold insurance. So that's how that conversation has.
Okay, I got you. But anyway, you guys are having a great conversation. We need to figure out how to get a handle on this money. I know the gentleman was talking about insurance. I tell people all the time, the best investment you can make is life insurance.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's the greatest transfer of wealth.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, they made millions off of us. You know, they had insurance on slaves.
Ah, that's
right.
They
did, because it's like any other business.
And collected the money and give us a dime. Huh?
You don't pay your property.
Yeah.
You do not pay your house.
Right.
You don't pay your car. Right. They treat us like property. So, absolutely.
Wow, Fred. Glad
you ladies are on the air, though. Message to us. Because we need to figure out what's going on with this money.
Thank you, Fred. We appreciate
you for being there.
Thank you. Well, you enjoy your day. You keep listening, and we will keep bringing the message, okay?
I'm enjoying it to listen to you, ladies. Thank you again.
Thank you. So, I want to say, we're going to talk about getting on the other side of money
when we get
back. We're going to finish this challenge.
That's right.
And we're going to talk about getting on the other side of money.
All right.
So after the break, you're on with Leonette Monica,
Partners in Shine.
You are back on with Leonette Monica,
Partners in Shine.
And before the break, we were talking about taking the challenge and getting on the other side of money.
That's right.
And here's what we want to also say is that we are listing the problem. Right. We're going to go through, and when you see this challenge and you answer your questions, you recognize what the problem is. Like Mike said, people need to have multiple sources of income. They need to get insurance. They need to get their affairs in order. They need to pay down this debt. Well, we have a solution.
Yes, we do.
So we get on this radio every day to give you education and information. But understand that we also are here to help you. We have a way to get you through this.
That
is the whole point of us saying in 2015, we are working to help people have the best year of their life.
That's right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So I actually want to go to the phone, and we are on with Winnie. Hi, Winnie.
Hello, how are you?
Great.
Fantastic.
It's good. My question is, what is the best insurance policy to take out, whole life or term?
Well, Winnie, it does depend on your situation. I'm gonna hand this over to Monica. She is our resident insurance agent.
Okay, now the reason I'm asking is not for myself, but for my son.
Is what
I
now?
I want to know what and he's not married. He don't have children and don't own a home and all that kind of stuff. Well, he needs insurance policy, and I'm saying is it best for whole life or term life? And with term life, can you still be buried with term life insurance?
You can be buried with either one, Winnie. And as Leonette said, it really depends on the situation and what you're trying to do, because they're used for different things. So what you really need is an analysis done to see, or if it's for you, for your son, to see what you're trying to do. Are you able to take down the website, Winnie?
Uh-huh. What were you saying?
I was wondering if you were able to take down our information so that we can actually do a consultation with you, and we can get you what you need. We can get your question answered. Okay. Well, that's what I'm saying. Are you able to take?
I have your number, and he can call you.
Okay. Perfect. And you left your number with our boy, because we'll give you a call. Or if you want to leave his number, we'll call him.
I'll let him call you.
Okay. Perfect.
But I was just wondering, what is it? I mean, for anyone, what's the best policy to take out, whole life or term life?
It really isn't a cut or dry answer to that. It really depends on what it is that you're doing. Term life is good if you're looking at covering, like if you have a mortgage and you want to cover for a period of time, like if you have a 30-year mortgage, so you could take out 30 years term to cover that mortgage, perhaps. You know, so if for certain reasons, whole life is if you're looking at building cash value. So, and there's different types of even insurance of life insurance policies with that. So it really depends on what it is that you're trying to accomplish.
Oh, because, you know, like what I'm thinking is that when we were children, my mother took out insurance policies. I don't think she was taking out new term life. She just took out whole life.
Right.
Policies,
and there are a lot of additional life insurance policies that have been created since back. That's what I mean is there's variable, universal, like there's a bunch of other variations of policies as well.
I remember once she gave all of us their policies to go and cash them in. Was that correct thing to do?
Yeah, if you have cash value. Yeah.
And but after you cash them in, do you still have insurance?
After you cash the policy in, do you have insurance still? It depends on if you've taken the whole cash value out of it.
I mean, I don't know what I got out of it, and I don't know what, because I knew anything about insurance and all that kind of stuff. But I remember my mother giving us our policies and to take them and cash them in. And I don't know whether she continued paying or what, because that was some time ago when I was still quite young.
Okay. You know? Okay. Yeah, it's hard to say without seeing the policy.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to actually say unless the policy is in front of you.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
And
your
policy in front of me and mom's gone.
Got you. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'll thank you for your time, anybody, okay?
Yeah, anytime. Thank you for listening and thank you for your call.
All right.
Have a good day, Winnie.
Happy holidays to you.
And we are going to go to Tim. Tim, are you there?
Yes, how you doing?
Fantastic.
Hey, Tim,
how are you?
I'm fine. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holiday to you, too, sir.
Yeah, I just got one thing to say, feedthepig.org.
What was that? I didn't understand you.
Feedthepig.org.
Feedthepig.org. What's that?
Well, that's a commercial I've been hearing, and it makes a lot of sense. What it's saying is, feedthepig.org is like save your money first. Pay yourself first.
Yep.
Gotcha.
And it means on the 1st and the 15th of every month, put away some money for yourself. I think what it is, we got away from saving. Saving has been so important that it has become forgotten a little bit. I'm not talking about as far as saving as investing. I'm saying just when you get your check, start saving your own money yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm putting money away for you. I have learned in the past, I have done it myself. I have actually saved up $20,000 in cash.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me 7 years to do it only because I was working for the state of Maryland. But now I have my own trucking business. I save up a lot faster, and it takes me less time to do it. It's because I make more money. My income has increased.
Right.
But as far as that is concerned, and which associates to what I'm saying with life insurance, I wanted to ask a question on that. How do you know what's the best policy to get when you're paying a monthly premium on a life insurance policy for your family? What's the best policy to have that you know that can insure you, such as the same as banks have FDIC to insure your money when something goes wrong with the bank, you know. And I mean, so how do you know you're gone? If you're gone when you leave this world and you leave the money to your children, what's to say that the insurance company or won't pay out like they're supposed to?
That's a great, great question. And actually, with the financial literacy challenge, that's the next question that we have is, with the insurance company, well, you want to have a valid, when you're looking into a company, you want to have a company that has history of being around, that there are lots of companies out there. So I am not going to list companies on the radio, because I don't endorse like any particular company. I'm not going to do that here on the radio. Okay. Just to let you know, because I do have several companies that I can recommend because I have agents that I work with that I actually will send referrals to, just to let you know, because my schedule has gotten really tight such that I don't write policies anymore because I don't have time anymore to do that. However, what I just want to say to you is what's really, really key is there's over 30% of insurance policies that do not get paid out. And that's because the beneficiaries do not even know that they exist, because insurance companies, they don't go and find the beneficiaries. They prefer to keep the money. Okay. Beneficiaries have to file a claim to actually get the money. Even though these same insurance companies, they pay annuities. Annuities are things that they're kind of like retirement funds where, they'll pay out. They'll pay out money to the person that's put these funds away. Okay.
Right.
So they're making payments. But as soon as that you die, whoever it is, as soon as they die, that monthly payment stops. So the insurance company knows that that person has died. All right. But
exactly.
If there is a claim, if a claim is not filed with that same person to pay out to the beneficiary, then it won't pay out. It won't go find a beneficiary for the same person that they were paying the annuity to, if that makes sense. All right. So you have to know, there are a lot of replicable companies out there that have been around for hundreds of years. Okay. So you want to make sure you're with companies like that, that will pay out. Secondly, is you need to know that your beneficiaries know, and not just if you're leaving them to your children, and if your children die, then your grandchildren or whoever their descendants, they need to know that these policies exist in case, that they outlive, you know what I mean? So, because they need to know to actually file the claim as well. So it's just a matter of communication. Our company does have products out there that will find you have to list it. You have to list where these policies are and where a lot of other things that you want to let your family know, or anybody. You can deem any person or up to two people where all your pertinent information is in a case of an emergency where you can't handle your affairs. And they will check the death database with the Social Security Administration. They will look and see if your Social Security number is actually found up against the death database. All right.
Okay.
And they will find those people and give them that information. So you may want to, if you left your number with us, we'll make a note. You may want to call. Well, we haven't given out our contact.
We're actually about to.
Okay. Mm-hmm. LMMoney.com. If you want LMMoney. Yes, lmmoney.com, and you can go put your information in and put in a message thing that you're interested in. Our product is called our financial lockbox.
Okay.
And we can help you with that. We'd be happy to. Okay.
All right. Great. Thank you very much. I appreciate your information on that.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Tim. Have a good holiday.
Yes.
You too. Y'all have a good one.
Thank
you. Yes, sir.
So I actually want to give out our local numbers. I feel like this is a hotbed activity here, and we are not going to be able to give everyone the one time that they need on this show. So typically I give out the 866 number, but I'm giving our direct numbers to our lines today. So Monica's number is 202-579-9706, and Leonette's number is 202-670-4609. and you can call us direct and we will take very good care of you.
Absolutely.
What I want to say is that everyone, again, has a special invitation to our holiday party.
That's right.
Go to lmmoney.com and put it in, and we will get back to you to invite you. We look forward to seeing you or talking to you again next Wednesday.
Absolutely.
With Leonette and Monica,
Partners in Shine.